Hi, Lee. It's Nadine. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. So do you have like 15 minutes so we can go through
the notes
and then set up your client interview? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on food.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'll try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure we notate everything correctly. So let me go back here. Now, did you want to authorize, like, your wife on the account in case in the event you can't make a change, like call in to make the change? Do you want to authorize her as well to make changes to the account?
Yes.
Okay. What is her name?
Sheree, S-H-E-R-E-E.
Uh-huh.
Davis.
Okay. And what's her number?
It's 337-288-7656.
337-288-7656?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wife can make changes to the account. Okay. And let's see here. I got that there. All right. Services. What are some of the services that you want me to notate on here? These are particular services that you want to be found for. They will go more in detail with you on these services, like your keywords, during your client interview.
Okay. I wrote down a list of stuff.
Okay.
Painting, remodeling, sheetrock repair, or sheetrock finishing, fencing, like fences and decks.
Fencing and decks, okay.
Or you can put that as separate things, but whichever, however.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's pretty much the same category. But either handyman, listed as carpenter or carpentry. I don't know how y'all know, but that's probably a keyword thing.
Flooring. I'll put carpenter, and then they'll know from there. Flooring.
Framing, like framing carpentry work. Some of these may not be, some of these may be doubling up on others, but electrical, roofing.
I'm sorry, electrical and roofing.
Yeah, electrical, roofing, siding, and I just put down home repair. I was trying to, you know, kind of single out, like when people need their a door replaced or
right.
Soffit and fascia that's rotting, you know,
replaced. Okay.
Some of these may be double talking though, so.
That's okay. It gives them an idea and then they'll know, like, they'll go over keywords with you in search terms, right?
Yeah.
And then is this just going to be for residential or residential and commercial?
You want to do all residential or commercial also? Yeah, do both.
Okay. All right. And then. Let me grab your Google profile page here, so that way we add it there, so that way they're where you have it. And then this one does not apply because you already have your page. Now, just silly questions that I'm asking, it's not a requirement, I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured?
I am.
Process. Okay. Perfect.
I have a home improvement license. I'm licensed up to $75,000.
Awesome.
Anything up to that amount. The next step up would be a general contractor, but
yeah.
I got a buddy that does roofing. That's why I'm going to put roofing on there. So
yeah,
I can kick him some jobs if I don't, you know, if I don't want to do it,
yeah.
I can just give it to him.
And
because he gives me a lot of work also, like when he gets some remodeling or painting job that he doesn't feel like
that's
doing.
Good.
Like, gives them to me.
That's
so.
Good. Okay. Now, you do have the option, okay, we could put a tracking number instead of your phone number actually being listed on that profile page. The tracking number is actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, which allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Do you prefer, Lee, that it be your phone number listed there as it is, or would you be interested in the tracking number? It doesn't cost you additional.
I think I might be interested in if there's a way to block spam calls.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's...
How do you block them?
They'll actually walk you through that. So when they assign a tracking number to you, okay, they're no longer going to see your physical phone number on there. They're going to see this tracking number. They call that number, and it's going to ring directly to your phone. So from the app store, you'll have to download an app on your phone, mm-hmm. and from that app, you can block the spam calls. You can track your phone calls and your messages. So it doesn't cost you anything, and I'll tell you, a lot of people, they love it because, you know, they can kind of weed out the spam calls that might come in, right?
How do they do that? You block the number or you block?
Yeah, you would block the number. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, that don't work because they call from a different number every time.
But here's the thing. It kind of prevents when you have a tracking number, you're less likely to get spam calls because it's a tracking number. So
do you
want me to put yes, or what do you prefer?
Yeah, put yes.
Okay. I know there's some calls that I'll get, like spam calls, and I block them. And it's funny because they'll try to call again from that number, and it won't even ring. Like, I'll see my phone, like, it's coming through, and then it automatically hangs it up on them.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I'm like, come on, guys. Like, really? They're trying to give me business loans. I don't even own a business. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous.
Well, they call me, but they're not calling for me. They're calling for somehow, and I didn't even sign up for it. So, and I know that because they're calling and they're going, I need Rob. I'm looking for Rob Lee. Are you Rob Lee? I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Rob Lee is.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how I have my email. That's how I have my email, Rob Lee.
I have always known you by Lee, right? So it was interesting when it was Robert. And then it dawned on me, well, maybe Lee's his middle name. He goes by his middle
name. Yeah, I don't go by Robert. Never went by Robert my whole life.
Yeah,
so.
See, so what I'm notating on the account, because I know that your information is entered as Robert, but I'm notating that they call you Lee, that you go by Lee.
Well, I didn't have a way. There wasn't a place for a middle name, and I didn't want to. But I mean.
Yeah, that's okay.
As far as for billing reasons, my card it says Robert, so.
Yeah, for billing purposes, I mean, yes, you definitely want to put whatever your name is like on the card. But what I'm notating is that you go by Lee, so that way when they speak with you, they call you Lee. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
And then now how far do you want to target with the Facebook ads? Facebook ads, you're able to reach as far as like 50 miles if you want. But I don't know if you want to go that far or what you prefer. I think last time when we talked a while back, you had said like an hour, you were kind of keeping it within an hour drive.
So a lot of my guys live about 45 minutes away from me. They live close to like New Iberia area. I wouldn't mind targeting all of that. Plus, you know, even Franklin, which is probably 50 miles, but I don't want to go 50 miles in the other direction because, you know, then they'll have to drive 2 hours to work every day.
Yeah.
So
if we say 50 miles, what'll happen is, it's like drawing a circle 50 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it, right?
So just do the 50 miles. Just do the 50 miles. And what I'll do is if somebody calls me from that area, I'll just say, I'm sorry, but I don't work.
Yeah. And then even if you want to choose specific areas, we can do that too. Whatever you prefer. Okay. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Text, email, or a call. I mean, you text, you know, you could text and ask me if I'm free or whatever, and I'll take a call,
first.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'll put text first and then phone, and then I'll put email last. Is that okay?
That'll work.
And what are your hours? Your hours of operation.
Pretty much work from 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. I mean, I'm available on the weekends for like estimates and some other work, but I try not to.
Do you want me to put like Saturday appointment only?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
You could do that.
Now, we're going to be building you that website, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the domain, was that originally your domain?
No.
Okay. So,
but we'll I did buy a domain.
You did? Where did you purchase it from? Do you remember?
I think it was GoDaddy or something.
Okay. Do you have the login for the domain? Because we could use your domain to build the website.
I'll have to get it.
Okay.
You'll need it before
you
can start building it, or?
No, I mean, either that or what we can do is I can put it in the notes that you're going to, you would like us to use your own domain and that you're, let me see here. I'm going to put yes on this, has photos. You have a business logo?
I do, but I may change it.
Do you want us to build you a new one?
Yeah, because I have like a generic one.
Okay. I'll tell them to make you a new one. And if you like it, great. If you don't, then we'll build a different one. It
okay.
doesn't cost you anything. So on the domain part, we could either use your domain, and I can notate it that you're going to grab the domain and the login credentials and send it to us as soon as you get it, or we can just use a different domain. Whenever we get a domain, like, for example, if you didn't have a domain, right, we would get one for you. We're not charging you for it. We would just purchase it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we would make sure that it's a domain that's as close to your business name as possible.
That's what I did. I think I'll have to think it's CPR or something.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to say he will provide the domain and login credentials.
I'll look into it later when I get home on the computer and see
okay.
if I can figure it out and email it to you or
yeah, I'm just going to notate
it
in here that you're going to
grab all
that.
It was like CPR serve something. Like
yeah,
CPR
as long
service.
As it's by GoDaddy, we're good. If it's from Wix, we can't use it because Wix blocks anyone from building websites off of their domains. I don't know why they do that. It makes it difficult for everybody.
I don't think it was that. I think it was GoDaddy.
Okay. Now, I do want to schedule your client interview. Okay, the client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have.
Okay.
Now, do you want to schedule it for today? Today, the latest appointment that I have would be 4 to 5 o'clock, your time. That's the latest appointment I have. If today doesn't work, then we
can do it
tomorrow.
No, we can do it today. Can you give me like 30 minutes? From now,
what time,
or whatever.
Yeah, what time whatever
or after they go to lunch or whatever, you know, I don't want to.
We actually have, because they'll be going to lunch pretty soon, so let me tell you the times that I have. I actually have here, the next appointment I have would be after our lunch. We're looking at 3 to 4.
That'll work.
That'll work? Okay.
That'll work, yeah.
All right, so let me do this. So you're going to receive an email with your calendar invite. Now, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number, so I just suggest that you answer all calls within that hour. We're going to send you a reminder, Lee, an hour before your client interview. Now,
okay.
If for some reason you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone and just, hey, can you call me back in 5 or call me back in 10 minutes? And we will call you
okay.
right back. Now, okay. You're going to also have to add us to your Google Business Profile and your Facebook page so that we can manage your Google Business Profile and so that way we can manage your Facebook ads. If you're not sure on how to do it, don't worry. The technician will walk you through it, okay?
I can probably do it, but I'm not going to be able to do it on my phone more than likely.
That's okay. No. That's totally fine. They'll even send you the steps, right? But it's just so
okay.
that you're aware. So let me set up this calendar invite and then the last couple of things I'm going to go over with you, and then we'll be all done here. And you don't need to do anything with the calendar invite. It's just letting you know when it is. CPR. Okay, just sent that now to you, and that should be coming through pretty soon. Now, what I'm going to do right now while we're on the phone, because it probably got buried in some of your messages, but I'm going to send you right now – I'm going to resend your receipt to you. And you should get it right now within a text message. So
okay.
When you receive it, I need you to open it up.
Okay.
So it should be coming through in a couple of seconds now.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
Through a text, right? You said, right?
Yes.
Text?
It'll text and email. We send it to both. It'll say initial invoice.
All right, I got that. Yeah, I got
okay.
that earlier.
Okay, perfect. I just didn't know if you had saw it earlier, but I want to walk you through it. So it goes on to say, Dear Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Remember, save your receipts. Marketing is 100% write-off, so always save your receipts. Now, it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that, and then it should open up a page. Click on where it says, yes, click on where it says click here. And now it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. I'm going to walk you through this. And then after this, we're just going to do your voice verification. I'm going to go over the timeline once more, and then we're done. Okay?
Okay.
So under the services that we are providing for you with this package, Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submissions. You are getting the My Site, which is a customized website.
Okay.
You are also getting the Access Facebook Business Page Access, Facebook Ads. Google Ads does not apply to you, but it is a product that we offer. Google Guaranteed is not part of your package, but that's also a program that we assist with. That's more of a pay-per-lead program that Google has created, that they're leads that come to you in a form of a phone call and you don't share them with anyone, but they require background checks, license, insurance. So that's always something we can review with you later if you want.
I do use a background.
Well,
I did. I kind of expired. I just stopped.
Okay.
I had to have it for some other work, but.
Yeah, that's okay. Now, there's also Google Workspace. So they might offer this to you during your client interview. It's actually having like a business email, right? It is an additional cost. You do not have to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you are having the advanced reporting system. Our live client support team is here for you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you're always 2 hours ahead of us. So we're here for you 9 to 6. And that's the 877 number you would call. Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern regarding your account, you call customer service because there's going to be a team dedicated to your account. If
okay.
we ever communicate with you through SMS communication under the mobile phone number, it has your phone number listed there. That's the number we would text. Okay?
Okay.
Now, goes on to our delivery dates, just to go over that with you quickly. So from the time you complete your client interview, we're moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within the directories. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live and your website is completed. Okay?
Okay.
What we always state in our terms and conditions that the first page placement can take between 30 to 45 days, I will tell you this, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes, Lee, I've seen it happen sooner. In your case, possibly it could happen sooner because you're already PIN verified. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers, but we always get the promise of 30 to 45, okay?
Okay.
Now, under the payments, your initial payment today that you paid was $398. We give you the breakdown of it, $99 setup fee, $199 for the local bundle, Facebook ads, we're allocating $100. So that's $398. Monthly after, $199 plus the $100 is $299. So that you know it's always going to be $299. Okay?
Okay? Okay.
If you ever need to pause your account, if you need to cancel it, we ask that you call 3 business days before the billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. Okay?
Okay.
Now, where it says I certify, you're going to click on that box because you're certifying it's your name on the card that you provided in the billing and that the information is true and correct. So just click in that little box. And then at the bottom, where it says sign, what you're going to do, Lee, is you're going to type your name in that box next to it exactly as it reads. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because it should take you to a page asking you to enter in a username and a password.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I wanted you to see this part. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us. Right now, we don't have your username or password yet because the technician is going to create it. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password, so that way you can start tracking your results. And that's why I want you to watch that video that I sent you yesterday. Okay?
What video was that?
I will, in fact, I'll resend it to you. It's a YouTube video that gives you a demonstration on how you go in and log into your client dashboard to track your results.
I only saw 2 videos in that email, and it was just like some testimonials and stuff.
No. This one, I sent it to you in a text. I'll resend it. This one is
okay,
actually a YouTube video. Yeah, it's about 6 minutes long. So I just sent it to you again. Okay.
All right.
Now, the last thing I want to do is your voice verification, okay? Now, the reason that I do this, it's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement, and it's going to state the billing date. It's going to state that we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly, okay? It's not a contract.
Okay.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, please, if there's something you don't understand, Lee, just stop me so this way I can review it and then rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Okay, that works.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the voice recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You want me to do that now?
Yes. Please state the name of your business as it currently reads on the first page of Google.
Consolidated Preservation and Restoration, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Lee Davis and,
owner, president.
President.
CEO. Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you do authorize your wife, Cherie Davis, to make changes to the account in the event you cannot make a change?
Yes, I do.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Lee, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to be aware, you might get a call from somebody trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you for more money than the $2.99 a month. Even if somebody calls you asking for $5 to verify your business, do not give them any money. Take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I say that again?
Let me explain it first. So what this means is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can ensure that it's not already a service that we're providing you. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what that means. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I agree.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 30th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, so your second payment will be charged on September 30th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment, so what that means, Lee, is that once your term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the 877-635-6225 number, and then you're going to hit prompt number 1 to get in touch with client support. Now, if you choose to cancel or pause it, we do ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? So you know, call 3 business days before the 30th, so that way they don't get, you know, so you're not charged on that date. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay.
That's a 2-month agreement, then it goes month to month, basically.
And then it just continues to go month to month, but at, and it's always going to be $299 for as long as you are with us. Okay.
Now the
last thing, I want to put a security question, okay, on your account. This is to protect your account, and I'll tell you why. Because if someone calls you and tells you that they're local splash and you need to pay $50, all you have to ask them is, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you.
Okay.
So you have a choice. We could either put your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
Just do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name?
West.
Okay.
W-E-S-T.
All right. Got it. Okay. So you are all set, Lee. I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. And don't forget, we're going to be calling you today let me go back to my calendar to make sure I put the right time. I have you down between 3 and 4. Okay?
Okay. That works.
All right. So I will talk to you later on this afternoon, okay?
All right. That works. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.